Pink Midnight.
Pink Midnight.
Pink Midnight.
This episode is about 2022's Incredible But True, a French film directed by Quentin Dupieux. You, who were always late, lost in a great sense of sincerity between the realms of laser-fired video games on screens and real estate gurus crunching numbers between the seams. It's as if you get a tour of the place after you've already moved in. It's been your dream to have your own home, to have a place to be alive, to have a place between four walls that is healthy and which will sustain you through a pleasurable lifetime of delight and celebration. To time travel within your own house, to drive away in separate cars, separate glances piercing the landscape, and timelines converging somewhere up ahead in a loop and a spiral, ready to plunge back and downward, up and down through the ducts of the house, which, like a living and breathing entity, shift the world and reality on its own axis. She's become addicted to skipping time and skipping lives. She doesn't wash her hair every time. And though they wait for coffee for the opportune moment to drive away the wreck into the darkness and bless the night with a brand new pedigree. The fountain of youth in a manhole, the fountain of youth in an electronic gadget, to be firm, to push and thrust through life with a vigor and a vengeance, keeps you thinking about that dinner when all the secrets were almost revealed, pulled away like petals at a lingerie shop, when the evening cast a glow, when they filtered away through the night like the smoke contained within her fleeting lungs. The cat, like in a Haruki Murakami novel, was trying to tell everyone something by sitting on the hatch, by glowing, replete with an invisible crown and a wand and wide staring eyes, orbs floating about him, sparkly magical pixie-like dust fluttering up and up and into the rafters. To be old on the inside, but not on the outside. To preserve one's flesh, like the picture of Dorian Gray. But due to a hatch, which, like a magic splash, you cling to, because beauty wants to leave you. Beauty wants to take a train. Beauty is sick of you. Beauty will never again kiss your face, massage your temples. Beauty will never sliver through your hair like barrettes, like kisses, like rose petals, like peach juices. This time may never come again, my friend, as we wander through the house, through the orange grove, through the shadows and cobwebs of our minds. Take my hand again, my friend. I'll never whisper another word to thee, only in whispers of futures. Thank you for tuning in to Pink Midnight. We hope you have enjoyed your stay in this haunted hotel, in this abandoned palace, in this opulent field of nowhere grass.